welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I greet you in that precious, wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm glad you join me today. The Lord has placed on my heart a passage of scripture found in the book of Philippians, the second chapter, and I'm going to be reading verses 2-8. But before we go there, if you want to turn in your Bibles, that's fine, but let's take a moment to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. And Lord, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for all your bountiful benefits. Lord, you've been so good to us as your children. And Lord, we thank you that as we come to you, we desire to grow in the knowledge of God and the revelation of Jesus. And Father, we pray that in our individual lives, the Holy Spirit will be released to perfect that work. And Lord, even on this broadcast or this teaching, you will cause us, Lord, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Lord, only the Word of God can do that, and the Spirit of God quickening that word. So Father, we open ourselves, open our hearts, our spirits, and praise you that we give you permission to do that transforming work in our lives. Lord, as you said, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Father, I just release that to my brothers and sisters, Lord, the listening audience, Lord, that they will taste and see that the Lord is good, and they will experience that growth from glory to glory, and that in the process, it really is joy unspeakable. Father, open your heart to us as we draw nigh to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. Well, what I'd like to share with you on today's broadcast, and however long the Lord allows us to amplify these thoughts, is to talk about the mind of Christ. Let's read that passage in Scripture now, the second chapter of Philippians. And I'm going to start reading at verse 2. This is Paul speaking to the Philippian church, and he says, "Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." I'm going to pause right here. It's interesting, as we just read that, he's exhorting us that we're to be not only in one accord and to have the same love, to be of one mind, but he's cautioning that in order for this to really happen, there has to be a lowliness of mind to the extent that we actually esteem one another better than ourselves. That doesn't mean we're a doormat for anyone to use in an unrighteous way, but it's speaking of the language of the heart. And it says, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. So often it's pride, it's the things of self-interest that cause the divisions between people, and sadly, even in the church. And he goes on to amplify, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Think about that. How often have you thought about this particular Bible truth, that we should not only think about the things that pertain to us, the things that matter to us, the things that we want to be concerned about, but to think about the needs and the concerns of others? And beloved, the only way we could possibly ever do that is if we have the love of God abounding in our hearts, because that means we really care. When someone is hurting, when someone has a need, even if it doesn't affect you, out of love, you want to help, you want to assist. And so he goes on to say, this is how we should relate to one another. And then he makes this very dramatic statement, which is, I trust, a familiar scripture, and we quote it a lot. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And note, that's a command. He's not suggesting, he's saying let. In other words, let or allow this mind to be in you. This is not just a suggestion, but something that he's exhorting the believers to do, because if we do that, we'll be able to accomplish the very things he's exhorting us to, which is to let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but to esteem other better than themselves. Anyway, let's go on. It talks about now Jesus, the scripture, verse 6, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's what Jesus did for us. And in order to obey the Father's will in such an astounding, amazing way, he had to have a particular kind of mind, a mindset. And so that's what I want to share. There are 7 rather overlapping traits that really characterize the mind of Christ. And so remember, as Jesus was preparing for his death, remember when he gathered the disciples together for that last Passover, what did he do? After the meal, he did an amazing thing. He got up and he began to wash the disciples' feet. And in John, the 13th chapter, verse 15, he says, as I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you, that kind of love. So, if we're to have the mind of Christ, if we're to let this mind be in us, that was also in Christ Jesus, well, it makes sense that if we're going to act like Jesus, we have to think like he does. So being loving, being a Christian, quote, in our acts of service, those flow out of a mind that has been transformed by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, the mind of Christ. So to begin, point number 1, a lowly mind. Jesus epitomized meekness. He said, I am meek and lowly in heart. He said that in Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 29. And notice in that verse that I just read in Philippians, the 2nd chapter, verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. What is strife and vainglory? It's really pride, is it not? How often we are guilty of that sin, pride. Maybe not in thinking of ourselves as better than other people. Oh, I know there are many of you who say, well, no, I certainly don't think that, Sister Glass. But how about your opinions? How about the way you look at things, about the way you think about things, your cherished habits or patterns? Sometimes we get very, very defensive, don't we, when anyone challenges that, our opinions or the way we think. And that's where we see, whereas we may not think of ourselves better than anyone else, we tend to be very prideful regarding our opinions and our thoughts and how we think things ought to be. So, beloved, there's plenty of room in all of us for improvement, is there not? Where meekness is lacking, beloved, there's a suitable soil for every kind of evil work, the growth of pride, presumption, selfishness, envy, covetousness, high-mindedness, and the love of pleasure more than the love of God. In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 1, Paul, he's actually beseeching believers, he's begging them, beseeching them, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Jesus made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. Philippians 2:7, and was found made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Let's look at some other passages in Scripture that refer to this lowly mind, the mind of Christ. Well, in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 5, Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And then in Psalm 25, let me turn to that. Psalm 25, verse 9, the word says, "The meek shall will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way." And then there's another passage found in Isaiah, and I'd like to turn to that. That's Isaiah, the 29th chapter, verse 19. "The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord." Do you need some joy increased? Well, "The meek shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." So they should be guided and taught his way. They shall increase their joy in the Lord, and they shall find rest in his service. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 29, those beautiful words of Jesus, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." Praise God. Beloved, we have so much that God has given us, and yet we don't see a united, glorious, triumphant church. And I would suggest it's because the Holy Spirit is dealing with each of us on an individual way to cause the searchlight of God's Word to look upon our own soul, to lighten areas where there perhaps is darkness and sin. And so, beloved, let us determine we want the mind of Christ. And the first point, as I've shared with you, is a lowly mind, meekness, and a lack of selfishness and envy and covetousness. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we're going to continue right on and pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. That's why I'm on this broadcast, to be a support and a partner in prayer with those whom God leads to write, either by email or letter. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.